找一个舒适的姿势躺下，慢慢的闭上眼。眼睛轻轻的合上，就想将你与外面的世界隔离开，让你的身体自然的躺在你所想的位置上。你的呼吸慢慢的调整为腹部呼吸，你的呼吸慢慢的放轻松。你有可能感觉到自己的呼吸越来越深，越来越慢，越来越深。现在你感觉到你的呼吸越来越深，越来越慢，越来越深，越来越慢。在你的身体慢慢的进入状态的时候，你听着我的声音，即便一些吵杂的声音闯入你的耳里，外界的喧闹声，这些噪音却离你越来越远，就像那些所有的一切轻轻的慢慢的。或者这些声音可以协助你更自然地进入到催眠的状态中。你的意识有时徘徊在你的身体的感觉上，有时徘徊在我的声音上，我的音量和我的声音的旋律上。你的意识任凭自己失去控制，完全听任自己去体验着放松的感觉，让这舒服的感觉透过你的脸，包裹住你脸上的所有肌肉，静静地当这份轻松蔓延到身体的所有肌肉，同时你感觉到一些不同的感受从身体里显露出来。你的每一次呼吸都是在消灭那些令人不安的想法和黑暗的画面，这些都将被那些舒适的感觉代替。你全身的肌肉都被这种舒适的感觉包围，静静地随着这种舒适的感觉，你的身体变沉了，越来越沉。你感觉这种重量好像很舒服地把你的身体浸入到你躺着的地方，沉得舒服，就像所有的烦恼、忧虑和不舒适都被减轻了。在你的身体和精神很进入舒服的状态下，你现在可能要做个选择。你是要选感到自己是放松的，或者是选自己可以放松的感觉，还是让你的身体放松的去感觉。当你利用这种放松的感觉带给你快乐的时候，你的思想和你的身体记得要让自己比刚才更深入的放松，除非你不让你的潜意识去调整你的放松程度。为了加强这种放松状态，为了更好地享受这深度的放松，让你的身体得到更多的感觉，这种放松的感觉继续它的进度，它延续到你的手臂，任凭它直达手臂的肌肉里，你的手肘、你的前臂、你的手腕，直到你的手和你的每一个手指间。你的手臂变得越来越沉，很沉，你感到一种失重的感觉，沉得舒服。你的双腿变得放松，很沉，沉得足够可以保证你继续的更深入的放松。静静的，你的大腿、你的膝盖、你的双腿，直至你的脚、你的脚踝、你的脚跟和你的每个脚趾头都全部的很彻底的放松。当你的身体继续的放松着、更新着、修复着， 恢复着的时候，你的神经系统也可能在休眠着，让它放松着，和让所有的细胞可以更新着。而在你的脑休息的时候，你慢慢地滑进着变化中的意识区，在这里这些脑电波都变得缓慢，而你安静地进入你的内心深处，就像你用眼睛往里看，接替着往里看，还越进越深。你喜欢这种深度的宁静和舒适在你的身体里安置的感觉，它好像在你的身体里却又软，就像你的潜意识在更新着它。这种放松的状态，深深的放松感布满全身，慢慢的越来越深，也越来越慢。现在你的身体和你的精神都在休眠中，你的潜意识却是醒着的，可以听到所有的催眠指令。你可以听到我从十数到一，轻轻的、慢慢的数，可以让你信下去，信得更深。你的脑动电波的节奏，为了达到一个慢的节奏、有意的节奏、一个催眠的节奏，十、九、八，数字越小，脑波越慢。七、六、五，在这半放松和半催眠状态下，四、三，快要迷睡了，催眠后的二、一。
Present Habit Glossary. Traveling is very easy today. Within plus duration. A few plus plural noun. To reach. Aside. To enjoy.Comfort, to be used to, yet, but, sometimes, depending on, to find oneself, lost, confused, a translation, let me, especially, precisely, southern, apart from,Unfortunately, to meet, met, a word, broken English, to put, away, to start, to hail, a shop assistant, to make oneself understood, to notice, helpful,However, as you said it, at fault, if, knowledge, a greeting, to help, to interact, a local, usually, aged 50 and up, less, when it comes toAn area, close to, a border, a frontier, to tend to, neighboring country, proficient, astonishing. Appropriate, to disagree, shy, strong, make understandable, hardly, to some extent, but still, have to, might, to be able to book, a ticket, to plan, to collect, as well, of course, yet, but, still, to land, to find out, a level, Sweden, so I've heard, the best, foreign, to rank, followed by, the Netherlands, Estonia, Denmark, Austria, and Finland. From my point of view, to show interest, to be right, surprisingly, always, pleasant, moving, a foreigner, better, comparative form of well, better than, grammar, present habit. In English, we have three ways to refer to present habits. Simple present. The simple form of the present tense accounts for present habits. We can add an adverb of frequency. Example, I always sleep in on Sunday morning. She doesn't exercise during lunch break. Be used to. If you refer to a present habit, then you conjugate be at the present tense and the verb after to has an ending in ing. The pattern is am, are, is, used to, plus verb ending in ing. Example, you are used to working late at night. When we have the habit of something, we can be used to with a noun. The pattern is am, are, is, used to, plus noun. Example, he is used to her attitude. Be accustomed to. If you refer to a present habit, then you conjugate be at the present tense and the verb after to has an ending in ing. The pattern is am, are, is, accustomed to, plus verb ending in ing. Example, you are accustomed to running after work. When we have the habit of something, we can be accustomed to with a noun. The pattern is am, are, is, accustomed to, plus noun. Example, he is accustomed to his clients' comments. Now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah.
You know that traveling is very easy today. Within a few hours, a day at most, you can reach the other side of the world and enjoy the comfort you are used to having. Yet, sometimes, depending on the countries, you find yourself alone, lost and confused with translations. Let me give you an example, especially in Europe. More precisely, Southern Europe. Apart from Greece, in a lot of countries you won't, unfortunately, meet a lot of people who speak decent English. They know the words, but it's all broken English. They don't put articles or use the verb in an appropriate way.
I disagree. A lot of people speak good English, but sometimes people are shy or they talk with a strong accent, which makes them hardly understandable if you're not accustomed to their pronunciation.
I agree with you to some extent, but still, where was I? I went to Italy, and I have to say that even in very touristic places, it might be difficult to be able to communicate. When you book your tickets, your hotel room, and plan visits, of cities and museums, you collect a lot of information online in English and other languages as well, of course. Yet, when you land and you find out the alphabet is different, the numbers are different like in Asia, or you don't speak a word of the language, you start feeling nervous. When you hail a taxi, you try to get information from a train station employee, shop assistant, then you realize how difficult it is to make yourself understood.
I noticed that other tourists are sometimes more helpful than locals. However, as you said, we are at fault if we visit a country and we have no basic knowledge of the language. Sometimes knowing the greetings can help you interact with the locals. Usually, people aged 50 and up usually have less knowledge when it comes to languages.
It's not always true. If you go to areas close to borders, people from all ages tend to speak the language of the neighboring country. I think the only country who speaks proficient English to an astonishing level is Sweden.
So I've heard. They are the best foreign English speakers. Norway ranked second, followed by the Netherlands, Estonia, Denmark, Austria, and Finland.
I think if you want to talk to people, you make the effort to learn the language. It could be English or any other foreign language.
I agree. From my point of view, it shows interest in the country and its culture, and particularly its people.
You're right. It is always surprisingly pleasant and moving to talk to a foreigner who speaks English better than I do. Ha ha!
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.